Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Tuesday, November 20th, and this is episode 234 of The Big Show. Happy Thanksgiving to all my listeners in the States. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday later this week. I think we've got a really, really great show for you. Before I get into it too deeply, I do want to thank our sponsor. I think you know we're brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics that unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your search results and increase customer satisfaction for your site visitors by going to solosegment.com. And I do appreciate their support. Now, I think we've got a really good show. There's a lot to talk about. This is going to be a bit of a barn burner from my perspective. You know, last September, just over a year ago, in episode 202 of Thinks Out Loud, I talked about Facebook's data problem and how Facebook's data problem wasn't your problem. Then I suggested in episode 203, a week later, that maybe I was wrong and maybe Facebook's data problem was a bigger problem than it looked like. Well, of course, you've heard in the time since that their problems just kept getting worse. You know, when we look at the same time as those episodes, WhatsApp founder Brian Acton left Facebook. And in March of this year, he tweeted a hashtag, hashtag delete Facebook, which for a guy who used to be an executive at the company, that's bad. Right. And there's this really great feature on Forbes.com all about Acton and the hashtag and all the things around that. And I'll put that in the show notes and it's worth your time to check it out. Of course, then in September, Facebook had a fairly major security problem uncovered, which not only affected Facebook itself, it also affected all the sites you could log into using your Facebook credentials. Now that's worse, right? Having a former executive say, delete the company or delete the app is one thing. Having all your customers, about 80 or 90 million customers have their data exposed, that's a big step in the wrong direction. Adding to the troubles, a survey conducted in July showed that Facebook had the lowest trust rating of any company they surveyed. They got a 3.1 on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 represented complete trust. So 3.1 out of 10 is a really, really bad number. To put that in some context, Amazon and Google were also in the survey, and their ratings were also, you know, not super high. But they were 5.9 and 5.6 for Amazon and Google, respectively. So, you know, Amazon was almost twice as high, and certainly Google was maybe not twice as high, but a solid, you know, 80% higher. So that's pretty bad, too, for Facebook. That was all just the pre-show, though. Last week, the New York Times wrote a scathing article that alleged some really, really horrible tactics by Facebook's PR team to try and offset some of the bad press they've gotten and, not coincidentally, attempt to keep regulators from bringing the hammer down on them. Except they allegedly used a PR firm that used anti-Semitic language and actions to protect them from scrutiny. That's downright evil on a level we don't normally talk about here. I mean, that's really, really bad. And that's just the stuff they're intentionally accounting for. there's an even worse story. And I mean, this is just horrible. There are a number of stories about how Facebook may, and I cannot emphasize the may enough here, but may have contributed to genocide in Myanmar against Rohingya Muslims. The United Nations stated, although improved in recent months, this is from an NBC story, by the way, although improved in recent months, Facebook's response has been slow and ineffective. The extent to which Facebook posts and messages have led to real-world discrimination and violence must be independently and thoroughly examined. The UN report also said that, quote, the role of social media is significant. Facebook has been a useful instrument for those seeking to spread hate in a context where, for most users, Facebook is the internet, unquote. Now, clearly, I do not want to make light of that situation. That is a genuine tragedy. And anything that Facebook has to deal with as a consequence of that tragedy is, in all likelihood, rightly deserved. They get whatever's coming to them for any role that they played there. I know that I've stated repeatedly that when you invent the ship, you invent the shipwreck. However, just because you invented the ship and the shipwreck, if you invented the Titanic, that doesn't mean you get to go out and sail a whole bunch more boats. It's also true that if the criticism is overstated, it still can't be good for Facebook's business to have the United Nations referring to it as, quote, a useful instrument to spread hate, or slow and ineffective at stopping it. So those are pretty serious problems for the company. And investors sure seem to have adopted this hashtag delete Facebook mindset. Its stock has plummeted about 37% since July. By contrast, or by comparison, the Dow and the Nasdaq have fallen roughly 4% and 13% respectively. So I know the market as a whole has been having a rough go of it, but Facebook has been, you know, absolutely far, far worse off in terms of how it's performing there. So all of that is really bad. And all of that begs the question, should you delete Facebook? Is it time for you to hashtag delete Facebook for your brand and your business? The answer, like a lot of statuses on Facebook, is it's complicated. It's very complicated. It depends on who you're trying to talk to and where you stand on these issues. You know, a number of studies, linked in the show notes, obviously, show that Facebook is definitely struggling with younger people. Pew Research has data that says 44% of survey respondents aged 18 to 29 had deleted the Facebook app from their phone. 44%. That's a massive number. When we're talking almost one out of two, that's all kinds of bad. But, and this is a huge but, Instagram use has picked up a ton in recent months. It has bypassed Snapchat among younger users, and it's become the second most used social app in the United States overall. So this is kind of complicated in terms of what's the right thing for you to do. So the way I would look at it is a little bit different. I would go back to the advice I'd given in my looks at Facebook over a year ago. First, number one, trust your own data. Are you seeing lower engagement with your paid and organic media on Facebook? Are you trying to connect with teens or young adults? Then you've got a problem and you need to find a solution. We know that content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. Look at how your content performs. Evaluate how it's affecting your customer's experience and use your data to understand the truth. On the flip side, if your posts are working for you and you're getting profitable traffic and conversions, then unless you have some moral objection or some ethical objection to Facebook, and I want to be clear, I would not blame you for a moment if you did, then you're probably fine. At least you will be for now. Which brings me to step two. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I do think we are a little bit in a for now situation. Just because Facebook is dominant today, and just because they're getting traffic on Instagram that they might be losing on Facebook, doesn't mean that that's going to stay true. So it's probably worthwhile testing some combination of YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat, or Twitter to see if they can help you reach a better audience and the right audience for your business and potentially on a platform that will have less baggage over time. This is a simple reality that, you know, the world we live in, it's tough to say whether you want to be involved with a brand like Facebook at this time and whether or not it's going to be good for your business to be involved or dependent upon them in the long run. I also want to say, let's be fair, that any platform could have these problems, right? We've certainly seen terrible things on Twitter. We've certainly seen terrible things on YouTube. So Facebook might be an outlier, or they just might be the only one who's gotten caught in a big way at this point. So definitely think about your own data and definitely don't put all your eggs in one basket. Because I do think Facebook is going to have some trouble in the future. Regulators and others are going to take a long look at the company, and I think it's going to cause it no end of problems. I do think you need to be ready to attract traffic and revenue from other sources, regardless of whether Facebook runs into those troubles or not, because their customers might cause them more problems and more heartache than regulators could ever dream up. When you have 44% of a customer segment saying, "I don't want to be friends anymore," that's a real challenge for them and something that you want to pay attention to your numbers. Because I think what's really clear is Facebook absolutely effed up. You need to decide whether or not it's a deal breaker for you. But if you stick with them, and I want to be fair, I wouldn't blame you if you chose to do that either, be sure and keep a close eye on your data. Because while I'm not sure I'm ready to throw in the towel on Facebook, it's possible your customers might make the decision for you by joining up with hashtag delete Facebook on their own. And if you're not putting yourself in a position to be ready for that possibility, then it won't just be Facebook that effed up. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 234. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find to have us delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also genuinely appreciate it if you could provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there. That would be so great. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great holiday, a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to catching up with you here again on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, be well, be safe, and take care, everybody.